pony, let the spinning wheel fly. No excuse not to cruise. Get it on your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the free app for your smartphone there, too. On your radio at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. We are cruising WGCM.
For the jobs that need to be done, do them yourself with Milner Rental Center on Bass Road in Gulfport. Everything you need, no matter what the task, from mini excavators to jackhammers, air compressors to saws of all kinds, Milner Rental has lawn and garden equipment, small contractor equipment, and specialty power tools. Save time and money. Come to Milner Rental Center on Bass Road in Gulfport, also on Dito Road in Orange Grove, online at MilnerRental.com.
Whether you're weighing or paying, Parker Scrap Metal and McHenry is the scrap metal king in South Mississippi. For four generations and 74 years, Parker's has dealt in all kinds of metals. They pay top dollar and even offer convenient pickup services for large loads. Parker also offers dumpster and pickup services for businesses. Parker's buys pecans, too. And Parker's is proud to say, put your faith in God and pray for our country. Like Parker Scrap Metal on Facebook or give them a call. You'll always talk to a family member. Parker Scrap Metal, 68 Parkertown Road in McHenry. Call 601-922.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, hello, Higgins. Not very well, I'm afraid. I haven't sold a single donut in 3 days.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. But, sir, have you ever considered actually telling people that you have donuts to sell?
Higgins, I don't have time to go door to door to door.
No, sir. I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that you run a radio advertising schedule on Cruisin' 100.9.
Cruisin' 100.9?
Yes, sir. They have thousands of listeners. And if you do a commercial telling them about your delicious donuts, I'm sure they'll come from everywhere to buy them.
That's an awesome idea, Higgins. Will you line it up for me?
Of course, sir.
Excellent. Here, have a donut.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. That will be $2.
Sir!
If you're in business and want more business, it's time to start your conversation with Cruisin' 100.9 listeners today. Simply go to CoastRadioGroup.com and click on Advertise. That's CoastRadioGroup.com, your home for Cruisin' 100.9 FM.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is June 15th. 1 in 10 older adults worldwide experience some form of abuse. The Southern Mississippi Planning and Development District's Ombudsman Program is a voice for elders and promotes awareness of the abuses and crimes against vulnerable adults. Elder abuse and mistreatment can lead to early death, physical and psychological harm, destroy relationships, cause devastating financial loss, and can occur at home or in long-term care settings. Report abuse at 1-844-437-6282 or contact the Ombudsman Program for more information at 228-868-2311. This announcement supported by a grant from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services.
Cruisin' 24-7. That's why we're here. You found it. Cruisin' WGCM.
Thank you. Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. On a Saturday night, from Biloxi, Mississippi at MGM Park, the home of the Biloxi Shuckers, as they continue their series, Game 5 of a six-game set against the Tennessee Smokies. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella, Garrett Green will join us in just a few minutes as the Shuckers bounce back with a win yesterday. So the series is split even two games apiece so far, and it was another high-scoring affair. It wasn't a three-and-a-half-hour game. Just over 3 hours, but 14-10 final score. Both teams combined for 26 combined hits. Shuckers out hitting the Smokies 14-12. And for the second straight day, it was the Smokies who jumped ahead in the contest early. Four runs in the top of the first inning off of Carlos Luna, allowed six runs in four innings. Shuckers offense, though, responded two in the bottom of the first. Felix Valerio, that's going to be a theme. You'll hear throughout the day. on the rest of the pregame show. Two-run homer in the first. Smokies, though, two in the third. Canario, two RBI double. Shuckers in the third. RBI ground up from Valerio Lutz, a double that scored a run. And Campbell, his second home run of the season and the series. Smokies, though, they led the halfway point after three runs in the fifth inning, all of the Canario home run. He had a big day, drove in five with three hits as well. But Biloxi would outscore the Smokies 9-1 the rest of the way home. A five-run sixth inning really did it as they sent eight men to the plate. Valerio hit another home run in there as well. So Shuckers really got a big boost from him in the cleanup spot yet again tonight. It was 3-for-4, two home runs, a sac fly, eight RBI is a career high for him. Also scored three times. There were four different Shuckers who scored three times. Weimer, Dillard, Valerio, and Campbell. Then the other five runs, or most of the other RBIs, came from pretty much the same guys. Frelick with two, Lutz with three, and Campbell the other one as well for the other six runs in that contest. And good to see Kent Hassler and Zach Fenero back into the bullpen last night. Tossed two scoreless innings in the Shuckers bullpen. We know that has been an area of concern. But again, it just takes a few games where you can bounce back because they had a tough series against Pensacola. So, I mean, yesterday was a step in the right direction, and today they'll continue that trend. Nick Benito will look to get the Shuckers off on the right foot. He'll go opposite of Javier Azad. We'll get to the rest of the starting laps up next here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve-level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on June 10th for Fireworks Friday and celebrate Saints Hall of Fame weekend as the Shuckers take on the Tennessee Smokies. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
back to the Shuckers pregame show here at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, right on the Gulf Coast of the Magnolia State. It's time now for the start of last for both sides as we game with the visitors today. The Tennessee Smokies, 31-24 overall record here in the first half. Currently just one game out from first place in the North Division of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And here is their starting lineup tonight, managed by Michael Ryan. Chase Trump, third baseman, leads things off, followed by Matt Mervis, the designated hitter, who bats second. Switch hitting right fielder Jonathan Perlaza bats third. Price Ball, the second lefty and the only other lefty besides Mervis, bats cleanup playing first base. Again, facing lefty Nick Bennett. Try to stay away from those guys. Jake Slaughter, second baseman, well, right behind him, batting fifth. Alexander Canario, center fielder. Again, five RBIs driven in yesterday. He had a big evening. looks to continue his hot streak. Cam Belengo will be doing the catching. He bats seventh. Left fielder of Cal Poly, Bradley Beasley, bats eighth. And Luis Vasquez, shortstop, rounds out the starting nine as he bats ninth. And Javier Assad, the right-hander, will get the ball today as he'll go opposite of Nick Bennett, the left-hander. Center fielder Sal Frick leads things off for the Shuckers, followed by Joey Weimer, the right fielder. Thomas Dillard, a switch-hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss. Second baseman Felix Valerio batting cleanup, and why not put him back there? Had 8 RBIs yesterday and 2 home runs. Tristan Letts, the DH, is right behind him, batting fifth. Shortstop Cam Devaney bats sixth. Left fielder, switch-hitting outfielder Noah Campbell bats seventh. Brent Diaz, the catcher, bats eighth. And the switch-hitting third baseman Jason Coca rounds out the starting nine as he bats ninth. And again, Nick Bennett, the southpaw out of the University of Louisville, the 6th-round draft pick in 2019, will get the ball today. Shuckers 25-28 on the season. It's really starting to separate, though, in the South Division standings. Pensacola, 28-22 record in first place. They have a 4-game lead on the second-place team, the Montgomery Biscuits. Granted, they still have only played 48 games. The M-Braves, 4.5 games back. They're tied for third with the Shuckers, but both teams just 3-7 their last 10, whereas Montgomery and Pensacola, 8-2 in their last 10. Those are the best records in the last 10 out of anybody in the Southern League this season. Well, when we return on the Shuckers pregame show, we'll have our picks to click and take a look at the organizational scoreboard. Brewers Orc. All that next here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
And welcome back on the Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for game 5 of a 6-game series on this Saturday night in Biloxi. Thomas Cinzarella, Garrett Green alongside. And Garrett, it's time now for our favorite part and your favorite part of the pregame show, our picks to click. Garrett, I'd say, I don't know, Garrett. Did you click last night or not? He had Felix Valerio, of course.
I don't know. You tell me.
We'll ask Felix himself if he thought he played well enough.
His 8 RBIs with a go-ahead home run and tacking on one more late. A click, who is to say? For tonight, pick to click, I am going to ride tonight with Noah Campbell. Campbell has obviously hit a couple of home runs in this series, and so he has played well out of the bottom of the order. So give me Noah Campbell this evening as my pick to click.
Oh, that's who I was going to pick because Zach, our fantastic sales front office worker, asked me. He said, who's your pick to click today? I said, well, Campbell. I said, well, I'm going to do the Jackson Reitz until he stops hitting home runs, and I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go elsewhere. I'm not gonna be in there as well. I'm gonna go with Tristan Lutz batting fifth tonight, RBI game, and
that was who I was thinking of taking initially.
How about we just flip flop?
Well, just flip flop him. There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, Tristan Lutz, three RBI game yesterday, also tallying three hits as well, including a double in the third inning, and he's someone we have talked about since coming off the development list, who has just really been playing good baseball and seeing the ball well. So again, can the Shuckers offense, which yesterday 14 runs, 9 the other night, the offense, it's been performing. Kinnick Bennett, who's the first man out from the first base dugout, deliver a quality start for the Shuckers today. First pitch coming up just after the national anthem here at MGM Park in Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 11th as the first 1,000 fans receive a free Shuckers military theme hat presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewer Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it is game number 5 in a 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 25-28 on the season. They are 4.5 games back at the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. As for the Tennessee Smokies, they come into today 31-24. They are just a game back of the Rocket City Trash Pandas in the North Division of the Southern League. Here's the starting lineup for the Smokies tonight. Leading off is the third baseman, Chase Strump. Matt Mervis, the designated hitter, follows him. And Jonathan Perlazzo, the right fielder, hits third. Bryce Ball is the first baseman. He's in the cleanup spot. Jake Slaughter at second. Alexander Canario, off a 5-RBI game last night, is in center, hitting sixth. The seventh spot, the catcher Cam Belego, Bradley Beasley in left. Luis Vasquez rounds it all out for the Smokies tonight. They do go opposite the left-hander Nick Bennett, 2-4 this year, with a 5.06 ERA. And the Tennessee Smokies are led by first-year manager Michael Ryan. Well, Shuckers are in their military jerseys tonight, as it is military appreciation here at the ballpark. They are that sand and blue digital camo with sand-colored sleeves, white pants, and the blue caps. As Bennett rocks and fires the first one, and a fastball is in there for a called strike to Chase Strump, and we're off and running at 6:38 p.m. Central Time tonight. Set by Bennett, and the lefty's 0-1, and this is hit high in the air, out into left field. Campbell tracking it towards the corner at the foul pole, and it is foul and over the fence. So a loud strike number 2 to Chase Strump as we get off and running here. Smokies, they are also in their digital camo style jerseys this evening. They are kind of just a blue and red color, or a blue and white coloration of digital camo. They have Smokies in red lettering over the chest, red numbers on the back, all of it outlined in white. And they have on gray pants this evening, and they wear red caps tonight. Nice crowd on a Saturday night. More arriving as we progress on throughout the course of the evening. Game number 5 in this series. Next offer from Bennett, and that is just a little low, maybe inside. And the count is a ball and 2 strikes for the third baseman, Chase Strump. Bennett stares in, and the 1-2 dealing after a hesitation. And a backdoor cutter is in there for a called third strike, and Strump is down looking. And that is a great start for Bennett. One gone, and Matt Mervis the hitter.
Nice. Here is how the Shuckers line defensively behind Nick Bennett, starting the outfield left to right. Noah Campbell, Sal Frillick, and Joey Weimer. Around the infield, Jason Coca back on third. Had yesterday off. Cam Devaney, Felix Valera, the double play combo. Off the middle, Thomas Dillard's at first, and Brent Diaz back behind home plate, 2 in the catching.
Bennett rocks home. And the first pitch is a cutter right in there for a strike in this lefty-lefty matchup. It is 0-1. Bennett, the 6'3", 202-pound southpaw, brings home the one strike offer. And this is pulled on the ground, and it's fair inside of first, over the bag and down towards the bullpen. Weimer scoops it up, but his throw is on a one hop to Valerio. And it's a one out double for Matt Mervis just over the first base bag. The designated hitter continues to do damage in this series against the Shuckers. Mervis is now 7-for-18 in this series, and that is his fourth double. Also has a couple of home runs. And for all of that, just 4 RBIs to show for it.
Oh, that ball really hugged that first baseline. You know, a few inches to the right, that's a foul ball. And you know, Dillard, full extension dive, he couldn't get to it.
So now with a man on and one gone, here's the pitch. And this is lifted in the air by Perlazza, ranging over Weimer. He will continue to accelerate in and now has to dive for it, as the wind knocks it down fast. And Joey, with his hands on his knees as he looks back to Sal Frelick. I think that Frelick thought that was Weimer's ball the entire way, but with a strong breeze coming off of the Mississippi Sound, that knocked it down quickly. Weimer still able to recover and make the catch, and that is the second out in the inning. More entertaining than I'm sure that Nick Bennett or anybody wanted it to be.
Well, I said yesterday, it's an adventure sometimes. They're zigzagging around the infield, and it will really blow the ball in towards the infield.
So now the left-handed hitter, Bryce Ball, As he watches the first pitch slider miss inside for a ball, it is 1-0. Well, scouting report on the lefty Bennett, he throws a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a cutter. The cutter is a new addition this year, and he has used it heavily. Set and the 1-0. And there's a slider front door, and it came out of the hand wrong for Bennett. Ball has to back up for him. Two balls and no strikes to the DH. The first baseman, for Tennessee. He was the designated hitter last night and reached in his first four times up. Two RBI, double, single, walk, and an error. He scored three runs as well. Look back to second, the 2-0. This is fouled straight back. Came at him with that cutter. And the count is now 2-1 to ball. Ball this season against left-handed pitchers, batting 250. Three doubles, a couple of home runs, and seven RBIs. He has struck out 21 times in 52 at-bats. 2-1, and that's a cutter outside. The count, three balls and a strike to Bryce Ball. Ball for the season, hitting 286. This is his 55th game. He has appeared in all but one game for the Smokies so far, obviously. Game number 56 for Tennessee, and road game number 29 of the year. Look back and the 3-1. And that is high for ball four. So Bennett falls behind and loses ball. It's a man on first. Runner Mervis on second after his one-out double, and with two outs, it'll be Jake Slaughter. Well, for Bennett, he is making his 10th appearance of the year for the Shuckers. It is his 10th start. Did make one appearance out of the bullpen at AAA Nashville last week. Set on the first offer. And this is bounced up the middle. Long run for Devaney. He dives, and that is maybe going to prevent a run as the throw to first is not in time. Now the runner comes home and scores. An alert base running from Matt Mervis as Devaney still threw to first. It was a close play, and I don't think that the DH ever stopped around third. He just ran on in and scores the first run of the game. So that's an infield single for Slaughter. Left the out to the outfield, though, but it's a single, and I think he picks up an RBI there. It's 1-0 Tennessee.
That is really tough for the Shuckers. Really smart base running by Mervis, like you said.
Okay, now it's Canario, and he whiffs and misses at a fastball in the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1.
As you think, a lot of time, a lot of guys are worried about that call at first, and then you catch him like you did there or deer in the headlights, the Shuckers defense.
Set and the 0-1. This is bounced on the ground again. Devaney charges over. He knocks it down, but it bounces off of him and into center field. So ball is going to come in and score. Moving around to third is Slaughter, and Canario comes away with his 8th RBI of this series. A single that ricochets off of Devaney just hit in the right spot. Now the Smokies have another crooked number here in the first inning. It's 2-0.
Really almost a similar-looking baseball to what Slaughter just put on the ground, and a little bit out of his reach of Devaney, and so having to dive to his left again. Well, this time ricochets, think, off his forearm area.
So now it's the seven-hole hitter, Cam Belego, the catcher. Look to first and the offer, and a slider backdoor to the right-handed hitter for his strike. It is 0-1. Well, remember, for Bennett in his start that he made back on Sunday against Pensacola, there were a couple of runs that scored in very similar fashion. Well, there was the one when Devaney thought he was turning a 3-6-1 double play as another breaking ball on the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-2. And there was no one at first, and so it didn't leave the stands, but it let a runner come in and score. And there was another play like that that allowed the second run to come in and score as well. 0-2. And that is hit on the ground. Another one out into left field. This is a base hit. So Slaughter comes in, and it's three straight RBI knocks from the 6-7, or from the 5-6-7 spot for Tennessee. And yet again, a big first inning for the Smokies. They lead it 3-0 here in the first.
And like you said, that's the third straight night now that they have, you know, scored a couple runs here in this inning, and it just sets the tone for the ball game. Obviously, yesterday they slugged 14 runs. You know, it's tough for your offense to get to do that, and some of these really are just being put in the right spots on the infield. They're good pitches from Bennett.
So now it's Beasley, and the first offer to him is bounced foul for a strike. It is 0-1. And what's tough about this for Bennett is that all of this has come with two outs. Struck out Strumpf, Mervis doubled, and then Perlaza flied to right. But then a walk and three straight singles, driving in three runs. With the second and the 0-1. This is bounced on the ground, back at third. Coca fields, and he will win the foot race to the bag. And it brings the top of the first inning to a close. But the Smokies score three runs on four hits, a walk, and they strand a pair. We go on to the home half of the first inning. It's Tennessee 3 and Biloxi coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast networks.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Bottom of the first inning, the Tennessee Smokies with a three-run lead. And so here is the lineup for Biloxi that will try and strike back as they have each of the last two nights. Leading off is the center fielder, Sal Frelick. Joey Weimer follows him in right. And Thomas Dillard, the first baseman, is in the three spot tonight. The cleanup man, fresh off of an 8 RBI night, is the second baseman, Felix Valerio. Tristan Lutz, the designated hitter. Cam Devaney at short, and Noah Campbell out on left. It's seven. In the eighth spot is the catcher, Brent Diaz, and rounding it all out is the third baseman, Yason Coca. They go opposite the right-hander, Javier Assad, 2-1 this year with a 2.68 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So Shuckers offense with some work to do again. Here's Frelick from the left side in the first offer, and Assad nearly clips his leading right elbow with an inside heater for a ball. It is 1-0. So three runs on four hits in the first inning for Tennessee, the 0-1. And Frelick slashes this the opposite way. Beasley with a long run in the sunshine, but he reaches out as he strides towards the foul line and hauls it in. And Sal lines out the opposite way for the first out.
Well, really good jump by Beasley. We'll give you the rest of the outfield now and the infield for the Smokies tonight. Beasley's in left. Alexander Canario and Jonathan Perlaza complete the outfield. Around the diamond, Chase Strumpf is at third. Luis Vasquez, Jake Slaughter at the middle. Bryce Ball's at first, and Cambalego doing the catching.
First offer to Joey Weimer, and a fastball is up high for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, now for Tennessee. Over the last three nights, they have combined to score 10 runs in the first inning in the last three games. 1-0. And Weimer takes a fastball. Pretty good, but must have missed high. Two balls and no strikes to Joey. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is Dylan Bradley. Josh Gilreath is at third, and Mark Bass, our crew chief, is at first. Set and the 2-0. And Assad misses in tight with a fastball at 93. Three balls and no strikes to Weimer. Well, Joey, no extra base hits in the game last night, but he went 1-for-3 with a couple of walks, stole two bases, and scored three runs. Set and the 3-0. And he hits this one on a hard line, but it's scooped up on a second hop by Vasquez. He sets and throws and gets there just a step in front of Weimer. So Joey grounds out, two gone, and Thomas Dillard the batter.
Well, that's just the type of pitcher that Assad is, a sinker baller, and you know, Weimer hit it right on the screws, but just getting enough on top of it, a one-hopper and a skipper to Vasquez at short.
Well, Assad, the 6'1", 200-pound right-hander, 24 years old. He'll turn 25 at the end of next month. As Dillard fouls this off for a strike, it is 0-1. Non-drafted free agent by the Cubs, signed out of Mexico in 2015. Right-hander sets and the 0-1. And Dillard tips this foul. We count no balls and two strikes to Thomas. Last time out for Assad, he pitched on Sunday against Birmingham. He walked five guys in four innings but didn't allow a run. 0-2 when he misses in tight with a curveball. On the count of ball and two strikes to Dillard. Four one-hit innings. No runs, five walks, four strikeouts. Game that Birmingham would win 3-2, or excuse me, Tennessee would win 3-2 in 12 innings. Set down the 1-2, and a breaking ball misses outside. Two balls and two strikes to Dillard. Scouting report on the right-hander Assad, as Thomas said, he is a sinker ball pitcher. Also, there's a curveball, a changeup, a slider, and we'll mix in a cutter. As time is called, and a young fan has lost their ball off of the right field berm, and Jonathan Perlazzo will be kind enough to retrieve it for them and deliver it back out to them. 3-0 Smokies with two gone and the bases empty in the bottom of the first. And the 2-2 to Dillard. And he takes inside, and the count has run full. Well, it is a warm day here in Biloxi, 86 degrees. It feels like it's 96 outside right now. It was mostly clear, but there are some clouds off to the west right now. Set and the payoff, and Dillard takes low and inside for ball four. And that is the 10th walk of this series for Thomas Dillard. All you have to do is get on base for the cleanup hitter Felix Valerio, coming off of a career night last night. Valerio, two home runs and a career-high 8 RBIs. Had a run driven in every time he came up, even on his outs. First offer, and he hits this a flare into center field, coming on is Canario, and he will reach up, and so Valerio will not continue that streak tonight, and Assad works around the two-out wall. We go on to the second. It's the Smokies 3 and the Shuckers nothing, and Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful, and if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items, from jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more. You'll find it at Dad's, and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the second inning, the Tennessee Smokies leading the Biloxi Shuckers 3-0. The left-hander Nick Bennett faces off against the 9-hole hitter Luis Vasquez, who fouls back the first pitch. Strike, it is 0-1. With three runs on four hits and a walk for the Smokies in the first, they just strung together three straight singles that just slid into the outfield. The 0-1. And that is a little tall with a fastball. The count is one ball and one strike to Vasquez. Well, despite the three runs in the inning, Bennett threw just 20 pitches in the first. The 1-1. And that is hit out into left field, but that will pull foul. Came in around the hands of Vasquez, and he was just out in front. So one ball and two strikes to Vasquez. Shortstop hitting 211 this year in 45 games. The 1-2 from Bennett. A backdoor slider misses outside. The count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vasquez, 4 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs and 20 driven in. The kick and the 2-2. And a wave and a miss. Bennett gets his second strikeout as he gets Vasquez swinging over a slider. So one gone, and Chase Strumpf will be the batter.
That's a really good slider as well. Down and in. It's going to buckle the hitter, and that's what Vasquez did. Going down to an E. It's tough to get those wrists around inside slider like that.
Right-handed hitter Strumpf in the first offer, and this time it's a backdoor slider, but it's left on the porch for a ball 1-0. And that's what Nick has been trying to do so far in this series, or in this start to the right-handed hitters. The set and the 1-0. And instead he comes in with a cutter that Strumpf swings over for a strike. It is 1-1. We've seen him throwing that as a backdoor slider to the right-handers. And then when you establish that, if you can then bury it in on them, you can have a lot of success. 1-1 is skied in the air, left field. Backing up Campbell, wind is going to push it a little bit more, but standing right on the edge of the warning track in front of the 350 sign, he reaches up and makes the grab. So 2 going in the inning, and Matt Mervis the batter. The wind is blowing quite firm tonight. Right now it is coming straight in from right. However, it will have a little bit of a right-to-left direction to it. 2 gone in the frame as Mervis digs in from the left side, and this is hit high in the air. Wind is going to knock this one down. Weimer ranging to his right. He reaches up and catches it. Boy, that is a ball just like Mervis hit for a home run last night, but he hit it so high in the breeze that it gets knocked down, and it's a 1-2-3 frame for Bennett in the second. We move on to the bottom of the second inning. It's the Smokies 3 and the Shuckers nothing, and as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Start at the bottom of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Tennessee Smokies 3-0, and the first pitch from the right-hander Javier Assad is upstairs to Tristan Lutz for a ball. It is 1-0. Lutz, Devaney, and Campbell, the 3-2-up for the Shuckers here in this frame. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Tennessee. Shuckers looking for their first hit as a fastball is right in there for a strike. And the count is 1-1 to Lutz. Well, it is Military Appreciation Night tonight here in the ballpark, as Assad rocks home the 1-1 offer, and Lutz shoots it foul down the first base line. It is 1-2. And with that, we are pleased to be joined tonight by Colonel Bill Hunter, the commander over and the wing commander over at Keesler Air Force Base. Colonel Hunter, thanks so much for coming by tonight, sir.
Absolutely.
Well, we are thrilled to have you here this evening and thrilled to have a ton of airmen over from Keesler who are here with us tonight. And I know that Keesler, people think of it, okay, it's an Air Force base, and, you know, the Hurricane Hunters are, you know, kind of the first thing that comes to mind right here down on the coast. But what really struck me as I got to know people from Keesler is how much training you guys do over at the Air Force base.
Yeah, absolutely. We got about, we put through about 25,000 airmen, guardians, and actually joint force, Coast Guard, Marines, Army. We're the only place that does cyber training as well as weather for the whole DOD.
And that is something that I also learned as well that I was very surprised by is that, you know, you think that it's, you know, the 130s are flying around and you see the touch and goes and everything like that. But cybersecurity is a big piece of what you guys are doing and training for cyber warfare over there at Keesler.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about where warfare is heading, it's cyber domain is going to be where it's at with China. So we're proud to host all that training and looking forward to partner with Mississippi State and the state of Mississippi to try to get a cyber center down here.
Well, that would be fantastic and just another addition to what is a fantastic Air Force base that's down here. As the set and the 3-2 on the way to Lutzer Massad, and that is hit in the air out into right field. Coming over is Perlaza. It's a long run. He dives, and it gets past him, and that'll settle down out in shallow right field. And Lutz, he's going to hit second and head for third. Here comes the throw, and he is out, standing up. Mike Guerrero with his hands out to his side, and Lutz, well, he doesn't know why he didn't slide either. So it's a double for Tristan, but he is the first out here in the second inning, as that goes 9-5 on the putout. One gone, and Cam Devaney will be the batter. As we said, joined by Colonel Hunter here. And obviously, you know, you're a wing commander now. How is it that you ultimately progress your way to get to the rank of colonel for your experience in the armed forces?
So I always joke, I took the longest route possible. I came in straight out of high school,
uh-huh.
E1. And so I always share that with the airmen here. So,
as Devaney gives this one a ride to right field, but Perlaza tracking it towards the line. It goes off his glove and in fair territory. And Devaney, he's going to try for three. The throw misses the cutoff man, and Cam slides in. Well, Colonel Hunter, we might have to keep you up here at right? this point. There's a triple for Devaney. That's his first three-bagger of the year. The Shuckers have a man in scoring position.
I'll stand for good luck, Charles.
I love it. So you said you came in as an E1, so that's just the very basic first entry level into the armed forces.
Yeah, and so I joined in 1987, which always gets a giggle from the airmen because most of them weren't alive back then. So, but 34 years been wearing the uniform, super proud to wear it. Commissioned in 97 at the University of Washington in the ROTC program.
Mm-hmm. As this first pitch is fouled back by Noah Campbell for his strike, it is 0-1. Any of your travels where I know that obviously assignments are always a big thing. I've been fortunate enough that the apartment complex that I live in here over in Gulfport, we have a lot of folks who are coming through Keesler that get trained, and it's always been sad to see them leave, but always interesting to see where they're assigned. I had a neighbor who got assigned to Hawaii. I had a neighbor who got assigned over to Italy. I had someone who got sent to Central Texas. So where did your travels take you?
Oh, I've been all over the globe. So this is my 16th duty station, as well as a couple deployments, TDY all over the world. So Thailand, Singapore, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, so Panama. So, it's been an amazing journey, and that's really why I originally came in, just to travel, and then just fell in love with it.
The Air Force, you can go a lot of places as Campbell fouls this off his foot and goes stumbling out of the box. He'll have an extra second, but I'd say that you could argue that with the Air Force, you guys can get wherever you need to get the fastest.
That's right. Sure. Global reach, global power.
Bingo. All right. you guys train over there. You obviously make sure that we're safe here at home. But with that comes a lot of families that are there at Keesler. And it's not just having families on the base. You guys are actively involved in the community with that.
No, absolutely. And you know, like you talk about, we recruit airmen, but we retain the families.
Uh-huh.
And so we have about 12,000 people that work out there, 20,000 people that come through the gate every day. And we want to make sure that the community knows we're part of them. So we just had a successful event with the Special Olympics of Mississippi. About 500 athletes out there and partnered with the community. And we have big Air Force Ball, 75th Air Force Ball, coming up this September.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be out at the IP the 17th of September, as well as an air show next April. Mm-hmm. And so we're always looking for ways to get engaged with the community.
As the next offer, Campbell bounces this up the third baseline, but that is foul. And so the count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Noah Campbell. I am sad I'm not going to be able to attend that on the 17th of September. I'll be kicking it over in Pensacola that day. That's our second to last day of the season at that point. But it sounds like a great event. Always good stuff done over at the IP, and certainly that's to support the community. You mentioned the Special Olympics that you guys had. First time that that's been held, obviously, since the COVID-19 pandemic. What were the results that came out of that for you guys that you saw?
That was amazing. You know, and everybody was excited because it was a 2-year break. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been saying, I've been in the seat for about a year now. We've been saying coexist with COVID the whole time. So it's still with us, but, you know, we got to find ways. We're in the profession of arms. We don't take a knee for a pandemic because the enemy's still preparing to. So we're going to find ways to keep after it and, again, look for ways that we can partner with you guys. And unfortunately, it is hurricane season. We're knocking on wood that we don't have to have a bunch of storms, but that is a possibility as well.
Campbell swings and misses and strikes out for the second out in the inning. Cam Devaney over at third. Shuckers trailing at 3-0. We're joined by Colonel Bill Hunter, the commander over there. You mentioned the Hurricane Hunters. That is always a fascinating one to me, and one that I think I would like to fly out and be above the storm, but that is obviously, you know, I think people think that they just do reconnaissance just for us to know here, but that's something that, if I'm not mistaken, all along the Gulf, that determines and helps out with everything all around the Gulf.
Absolutely. It's, you know, if Stu Rubio was up here, they're super proud of their Hurricane Hunters, but they have 10 Hurricane Hunters, but they also have 10 logistic C-130s that go out into, you know, Afghanistan or wherever they're needed. The Hurricane Hunters obviously are the rock stars because they get global attention, but they actually have 20 aircraft out there. And they also have a weather mission that they fly out in the Pacific where they're doing atmospheric rivers and seeing what's happening with that. So they're expanding their, because people think they only fly like 6 months a year, and they're training year-round.
I would believe it, but we sure as heck appreciate those couple of months out of the year that they're flying. As Brent Diaz doubles out to the left field gap, Shuckers are on the board, trailing at 3-1 as Jason Konka fouls this one off. Colonel Hunter might just take Thomas's seat because that's 3 extra base hits in the inning, 2 doubles and a triple. The Shuckers have a run out of it with 2 gone here in the second. You also mentioned the air show just a little while ago, and that has me excited as well because I remember when Blues over Biloxi happened a couple of years back. Obviously, I know that's the Blue Angels down the road in Pensacola, but there's always stuff that goes on around here. We haven't had it over the last few years. What's kind of on tap in the early plannings for that air show coming up?
Yeah, so we're in conversations with Mayor Fofo Gilich, trying to figure out, because the Thunderbirds have to fly out over the Gulf.
Yep.
So it'll be a little bit of a split ops. So we're talking about maybe blocking White Avenue so we can get everybody on and off base. Hoping to get some special operator aircraft out here from Cannon. One of my buddies is a wing commander out there, so I'm trying to convince him to bring out a CV-22 and maybe a gunship.
Ooh.
So we're looking forward to it.
The Thunderbirds are always great as well, and we're so spoiled right here because we're kind of along the flight path at this point. We don't mind if we get buzzed during batting practice. I'm just going to say that. I don't think the coaches mind either as well, as this pitch misses inside and gets away, and so that's going to allow Diaz to move down to third. On the wild pitch, Shuckers trailing at 3-1 here in the bottom of the second inning, but that has happened on more than one occasion that whenever there have been the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels or whatever for the air shows, when they're flying practice before they really get going, they like to come in pretty low over top, and we always enjoy it. Batting practice tends to stop those days.
Well, we call that the sound of freedom.
Yeah. I love it, and it is great to have you guys around here as the 3-1. And Coco spoils this foul. It is 3-2. You mentioned that you were commissioned out of the University of Washington. So is that where you're originally from? Is there in the Pacific Northwest?
I did, yep. I grew up in Seattle, Washington. But I've been away a lot longer than I was living there. But I did all the way through high school there and college.
And I do have to ask, I mean, you know, what's next for you in the Air Force at this point? You said you've been in the spot for about a year, so I'm guessing that you're going to continue along with where you are right now with the training wing?
Yeah, I have one more year in the seat, hopefully. You know, every day's a job interview, so you never take anything for granted. But then we'll see what the Air Force has in store for me.
Well, we are going to have a meeting on the mound here as they're going to come out and check and see Javier Assad lost a little bit of control here. Shuckers have doubled, though Butts was thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. Cam Devaney triple. Noah Campbell struck out. Brent Diaz doubled in a run. And now Jason Coca on base all of a sudden as the lineup turns back over. The Shuckers, the tying run coming to the plate, or the tying run on first, and they'll be bringing the go-ahead run. We've had some high-scoring affairs the last couple of nights here. What do you like to, I mean, I'm sure you get a little bit of free time over there on base. What's one of your favorite free time hobbies that you have?
So, I mean, there's so much to do down here on the Gulf Coast, right? I mean, you're going to go eat, head out to the casinos.
Yep.
Yeah, we were at the Beau Rivage last night.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
But they don't build it to give away the money, so I'm just donating to the coast.
Well, it all comes back into revenue and helps us out. I know also you mentioned White Avenue, and I, unfortunately, I generally take my travels just to Beach Boulevard. Both gates are open now at Keesler, correct? Or they're right about in that range, right?
Yeah, so we just did the ceremonial opening for Division Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're about 10 days out from actually letting cars come through there.
Perfect.
Once we do that, we'll have a 24-hour gate both on the east and the west side of base. Pass Road out on the west, yep, and Division Street on the east side.
You'll get a kick out of this. Obviously, our coaching staff, we have some new guys who come in every season. And so first couple of days that they were here is the 1-0 to Freelick. He's low and outside, 2-0. They were just looking to get, I think, Starbucks or something like that. So they go driving, and then all of a sudden they're pulling up to the gate and realizing, oh, we don't have a pass to come on here, and we have to just turn around and head on back at this point.
Yeah, technology is great, but the Garmin keeps trying to take them to Popeyes on base, and that's always a problem.
I am sure it is fantastic, though, as our servicemen deserve his pitches upstairs. Two balls and no strikes here. Now, for you, you're a finance officer by trade as well, right?
I am, yep.
That
yes,
is
sir.
Fascinating. Do you get to use that at all in your day in, day out? Are you in charge of kind of helping with budgeting and figuring some things out? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm helping them find some money in the sofa cushions. And, you know, really, you know, people think it's easy to spend money, but it is a really challenge to develop a requirement, work with your contracting office, and make sure the statement of works are ready. And so it takes about 6 months to build a requirement that's executable. And so we're doing a lot of that out there. And we've been very fortunate. We got some good news. We have a centralized pot that they're giving it. We're going to get $35 million next year.
Wow.
To upgrade two of our student dorms and one of our student facilities, as well as consolidate a building and knock one down out there. So there's a lot of construction happening out there.
Well, I'm going to encourage you to just watch with me for a second here. Joey Weimer with the bases loaded and two gone, and this pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Weimer 0-for-1 today with the ground out, but coming into today leads the Shuckers in home runs. He's at 13 this season, 36 RBIs, also 16 doubles. So this is a big spot for Biloxi, trailing 3-1. You got Diaz on third, Coco on second after his walk, and Sal Frelick just drew a walk in front of him. No action out in the bullpen for the Smokies, so they will go ahead and ride with Assad here, the 1-0. And Weimer takes on the inner edge. It is one ball and one strike. Colonel Hunter, if you haven't made it out to a game yet this season, I always tell people, look, the Shuckers are very fortunate this year. We're blessed with a lot of talent. This is one of the guys that you want to keep your eye on. Number two prospect in the Brewers organization. He's a top 100 prospect, and certainly guy who led the Brewers org last year with 27 home runs. As the 1-1 is hit high in the air, deep center field, but this is going to be playable for Canario. He'll get underneath it and make the catch. Well, I enjoyed sitting back. Colonel Hunter, thank you for all that you guys do over at Keesler Air Force Base, not just to keep us safe here in America, but obviously to work with us in the community. We greatly appreciate it. We hope that you guys have a fantastic time here at the ballpark tonight.
Well, and thanks for taking care of our airmen and bringing them out here to the game. You know, we can't do what we do without the community, and so we're part of you guys. We want to be out here. I mean, last year we got to come play a Chiefs and Eagles game out here. We're hoping to get to do that again in December. So, I mean, the partnership is amazing, and so just thank you guys. Thanks for what you guys do.
Colonel Bill Hunter from the Training Wing Division over at Keesler Air Force Base, thank you so much, sir.
All right, have a great night.
Have a great night. All right, Shuckers trailing at 3-1 as we go to the third inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that
get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Well, looky here, first pitch from the left-hander, Nick Bennett to Jonathan Perwaza. Was down low. The next pitch, a 1-0 line right at Sam Devaney. Pulls it in for the out. First out here in the third inning. Shuckers trailing it 3-1. I owe you an out. Let's turn it over to Thomas Zinzarella for the next couple of frames.
Well, thank you, Kerry. Doesn't really matter to me. One out, top of the third inning. Bryce Ball down the batter. The left-handed batter. First baseman for the Tennessee Smokies. First pitch, he lunges and pops it high in the air. Left side into foul ground. Koch is racing. He's on a slide, but it's past him. And the fence into the seats for strike one. The Shuckers had some offense in the last half inning. Left a few men aboard, though. As Garrett said, they're still trailing because the big first inning again for the Smokies. 3 runs in the top of the first inning. Ball was a part of that, walked and scored. And the 0-1 from Bennett. As ball lifts it in the air, deep right center field. Freelick is to his left. Jockeying and makes the catch on the run. A few steps shy of the warning track. Allowed second out. Well, definitely tonight it's going to be more of a pitcher's ballpark. You really got to get more on top of the baseball because of the win. And that's why I think more hitters yesterday, if you're going to elevate it out towards left field. But we have seen just a number of balls tattooed out in the alley in right center. Fastball zips up and away to Jake Slaughter, the second baseman, for ball one. Again, the wind gusting, Mississippi Sound, for those who've never been to MGM Park, just across the way. As the 1-0 is up and away, 2-0. The Beau Rivage, the big hotel out in right center field, just across the street. And then the Mississippi Sound beyond that. A 2-0 backdoor slider misses outside. Looked pretty good. Bennett nibbling on the outer half to Slaughter, who singled in the first runs in the first inning. And up and away, ball four with the fastball at 88. And a four-pitch walk. It's the second walk issued by Bennett today. So two outs, and Slaughter's at first for Alexander Canario, the center fielder, who singled in the opening inning. Again, his hot trend at the plate. And right off into motion, swing and a miss. And Diaz was attempting to throw down towards second. They'll let him pass, though. No throw. So Slaughter with the stolen base. That's his second of the season here in 2022. So runner on second, two outs, top of the third. And a fastball away. Count even 1-1. Here's the pitch. And Canario takes it inside. A Well, Canario, his last five games, three doubles, a home run, seven driven in. He is seven for his last 20. Scorching five-game streak here is the 2-1 is a fastball at the knees. May have been a cutter by Bennett on the outer half. Brent Diaz, the catcher, brings it back up and sticks it with the left hand. Runner on second, two outs. Here's the 2-2. And away with the slider. Didn't come back towards the outer half. And Diaz had to reach over his right side. Remember, the Smokies in the first inning got all three runs with two outs in the inning. This is something here where Bennett needs to bear down and pick up this final out. 3-2 as Canario pulls it. Well, foul down the third base side towards the MGM Park entrance. Right by the snowy truck that is situated just outside the entrance. You could bring a snowy into the ball game. And runner in motion to third as the 3-2. Chop left side. Top play for Devaney. Held up coming home and has slaughtered a rundown. Diaz back to third. Koka tags him and they got him. Well, heads up play by Cam Devaney. He probably had no chance at first to get Canario. And instead gets slaughtered in the rundown. So Smokies strand one. They don't play any in this half of the inning. And after two and a half, Smokies 3, Shuckers 1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Biloxi MGM Park. Shuckers is behind a pair of runs, 3-1. 3-4-5-2 up in the order for Biloxi. Thomas Dillard waves the bat around a few times from the left side against the ready Javier Assad. And the first pitch, Dillard fans on upstairs for strike one. Biloxi planting a run in the second on the Brent Diaz RBI double. As Dillard swings through a fastball elevated up, 0-2. Leaving three men on the base pass. Schumer flies out to deep center field. Really tough for him. The 0-2. And a fastball called strike three, 94 and a half. And Diller knew it as he turned and walks back towards the first base dugout. Second strikeout for Assad. So one out, nobody on. Felix Valerio, the second baseman. And a fastball down and away for ball one. Now Valerio flied out to center field in the first. We talked about it ad nauseum really here so far, but his eight RBIs last night. Also the most by any player in the Southern League this season. T.J. Hopkins from Chattanooga. 1-0 in a fastball. Sails high, 2-0. Hopkins, I believe, also product of South Carolina. Gamecocks, he is. 2-0 to Valerio. And works back a sinker low, though, 3-0. The reason why I know that is because my former team, the Billings Mustangs, the last year they were affiliated with the Cincinnati Reds, Hopkins was on that team.
2019.
19.
Here he was drafted.
5 home runs that season. And a 3-0 is a get-me-over fastball for a college strike. Which he's already matched that total this year. 7 home runs in 50 games. He had 554 in 2019 for Billings. 3-1 as Valerio flares it into shallow right. Perlaza chimes in, has his glove up in his hand, makes a catch on the run for the second out.
He's still playing for Chattanooga at this moment, right?
He is, yes.
We'll see them next week.
And with them all season. Second year in Chattanooga. And right from, that's what you saw with having no 2020 season as Tristan Lutz, right-hander, takes big bending breaking ball low. Guy goes from rookie ball in 2019 to double A in 21. There's a lot of those guys in the 2019 Mustangs team that are in double A right now. It's a 1-0, and Lutz lunges for it. Fans on outside pitch, 1-1. James Free, the catcher out of Pacific. I know Quinn Cotton. Also guys I've seen in summer balls, so it's just ironic now. Keep seeing them in every level. 1-1. And a breaking ball, Lutz pulls on the ground. Backhanded by Vasquez at short. Sets his feet. A bit of a high throw, but ball uses every inch of his vertical. Leans up and gets it for the final out of the third inning. Javier Assad, 1-2-3 third. And we're out of the fourth in Biloxi, 3-1. Smokies on top of the Shuckers as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheese. Cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Top of the fourth inning. Nick Bennett back on the bump. Southpaw out of Louisville faces the bottom three in the order for the Smokies as the first pitch is fouled back towards the screen. First strike one from Campbellango. Bennett with the aqua blue glove. Wheels and deals. And the 0-1 Blago pulls on the ground. One step to his left. Coca shuffles. Corrals throws across the diamond. For the 5-3 putout puts Blago away. 5 outs, 7.5. Again, Smokies, all three runs coming in the first inning. Just one man has reached in 2 1/3 innings now since then. It was a slaughter walk. And first pitch, Bradley Beasley. Is again similar. The first pitch to Polanco, fouls it towards the on-deck circle. Just trickles along. And Beasley lines it back to the netting. On the cutter from Bennett. It's 0-2. Nick so far, 48 pitches, 32 of them for strikes. He pounded the zone today. Smokies have mustered 5 hits off of him, though, as the 0-2 is outside. Diaz pitches after it. Big worker, Nick, is. Oz is on his way down as the 1-2 is pulled foul into the left field terrace. And the 1-2 again. Slider outside. 2-2. Beasley his first time up. Grounded out to third. And fielder's choice end up being ending that first inning. And the 2-2 to Bradley. As he pops it foul off the right side over the street level. Really good crowd on this Saturday at MGM Park. Shuckyass Saturday and Military Appreciation Day. First 1,000 fans got Shucker's camo hat. And the 2-2 high. 3-2. And the great fireworks show yesterday after the game in Saints Hall of Fame. And 3-2. Beasley swings through on the cutter for strike three. Then it's third strikeout. Strikeouts drop in the first and Vasquez in the second. And quickly two gone in the fourth. It's shortstop Luis Vasquez from the right side against the southpaw. And he'll take a fastball over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Vasquez, who started off this series as a leadoff hitter in the first two contests, is 2-for-5 on Tuesday, 0-for-5 on Wednesday. As he just a little roll over a ground ball, third base side, and Coca sweeps it up in foul territory. About three quarters of the way down the line. And strike two on Vasquez. Biggest contribution in this series, though, was the home run in the eighth inning on Tuesday, his second hit. Which ended up being the deciding factor. The Smokies would then run away with 3 runs in an eighth inning and win 5-2. And he was the leadoff hitter, so it was a solo home run. When Baseball Reference talks about plays that have the highest effect on win probability, that would be that home run from him on Tuesday night. Bennett stutters through again. The 0-2 is a high called strike three. Backdoor slider got him at the letters. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bennett, and he gets Vasquez for the second time. 1-2-3 frame worked by Nick Bennett. After 3.5, Shuckers still trail, though, 3-1. Luxy Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuckyass Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 11th as the first 1,000 fans receive a free Shuckers military theme hat presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
kick off the bottom of the fourth inning with Cam Devaney, the shortstop out of Elon University. It's the right-hander Javier Assad. Worked a 1-2-3 bottom of the third. First pitch to Cam is a fastball high at the eye level for ball one. Cam tripled and scored in the second after Lutz was thrown to that third on his double. 1-0 to Devaney as he rifles it back to the screen for strike one. But Cam is somebody who's really been picking it up offensively in 2022. Getting just under 280 in his last five games. 273 on the season as Devaney caught a piece of it. Trickles back again towards the screen, 1-2. But also the 7 home runs and 20 driven in. Start of the season at third base because Freddie Zamora was the everyday shortstop. Freddie now on the IL, and Cam has shifted over. And a 1-2 fastball high again. Forces Belego to pop up from his crouch, 2-2. And Devaney even got some time in left field, and now he's seen Jackson Reitz play out there a few times, kind of an emergency basis as a 2-2 in the dirt is scooped up by Belego on the count full of 3-2. Really a valuable guy to have. A Swiss Army knife, per se. And a 3-2 home to Devaney. There's a breaking ball. Pop foul over our heads. And Chucker is trailing 3-1. A Diaz RBI double. The second is the lone run in this contest for Biloxi. Three hits. All coming at inning as well. 3-2 again. And fastball high, ball four. It's the fourth walk for Assad. And that's how the Shuckers have been able to get guys on base tonight. Well, that was his problem, his last outing. Assad threw four scoreless innings, allowed just one hit. Struck out four, but he walked five in the contest. 20 walks on the season, and that's something he was strong out of the game with. He wasn't walking many hitters. And a changeup high and away to Noah Campbell, the switch hitter, for ball one. First five outings, walked just four batters. Going five innings in two of those. With Devaney at first in the 1-0, down and in. 2-0 to Noah, who has clubbed two home runs in this series. Second one yesterday. And a fastball up and away. 3-0, and all of a sudden Assad is starting to lose his command a bit here. From the bell, here's the 3-0 to Campbell. Is inside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk. He had five walks now in the contest in back-to-back starts for him. Well, that's something to watch out for because Assad has now just thrown his 65th pitch. Just 30 strikes so far, and that's why you're a Shuckers hitter. You may just think about taking a strike before you really settle in. So a pair of leadoff walks in this fourth inning. Brings up Brent Diaz, who again drove in that run in the second. And a pitch in the dirt. It's blocked by Valengo as he drops the knees to the dirt and throws a chest at it. And now Valengo will call time and trot out to the pitcher's mound. That's the thing about Diaz. He's not your everyday guy, and him and Jackson Reitz were alternating, really, starts in the beginning of the season. Reitz get a little bit more. Reitz has really picked up the bat offensively. Diaz will still play two or three times in a series. Especially with old DH Jackson and and have Diaz catch. It seems like when he has a big game, the Shuckers always need him. That's why he's so valuable. And the 1-0 off the edge of the bat, foul back. First strike one. I just remember in the last series against Pensacola, brought out a big game for Biloxi. As Diaz, sharp hit, ground ball off the chest of Vasquez, recovers, only played a first, and he gets Diaz by a step. What a sharp hit, one hopper. It almost ate up Vasquez because of how well struck it is. But again, they do get the one out at first, but both runners advancing. That puts runners on second and third. So two men in scoring position, still now just one out, bottom four, 3-1 Smokies. And the switch hitting third baseman, Jason Coca. The left side against the righty is Saad. And delivers his first pitch down and in. And Coca swings with the top of for strike one. It looks like a cutter, and he throws really just a number of pitches that Saad will throw at you. Go with the four-seam fastball, which is probably around 93-94, sinker a few ticks behind that. And the 0-1 as Coca chops it right to the first baseman. Ball charging, and it's a foot race to the back, and they can't get him. They flipped it to Saad at the last second because ball had a charge in an infield single for Jason Coca. Brings in another run. It's 3-2. Really just an awkward play. Places runners on the corners, and again, still just one out. Top of the order for Biloxi and Sal Freeling. The everyday center fielder 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. First pitch to the lefty as he pops it off the left side. Foul for strike one. And a leadoff walk coming to hurt a pitching staff. Now, Gary and I talk about that all the time because it just seems like it's always true, a leadoff walk comes in to score. Well, Campbell's at third. He also walked as well. And the 0-1, Frelick fouls it back. And it's 0-2. Well, somebody won the plate if you're Mike Guerrero, and Frelick, who puts the ball in play more times than not, he is your what a typical leadoff hitter who has got a little extra power in his stroke. Really gap-to-gap power. Seen plenty of doubles already from Sal in his short stint in Double A in Biloxi. And toss over to first. Coca back in headlong. Now Coca this season just one stolen base. It's 1-for-2. Now the Shuckers have really run all over the Smokies in this series. The other night had 6 stolen bases, 3 of them from Weimer. And Weimer had 2 last night. As the 0-2, Frelick pops it high in the air, down the left field line, in towards the bullpen, and into the terrace as Beasley ran out of room. So Beasley will wander back over to his starting position as Frelick recovers. Runners on the corners, one out. One run in on the infield single from Jason Coca. Red glove from the belt. There goes Coca as Frelick a late swing through on the breaking ball. And he goes down on strikes as Coca does take second. So he picks up the second stolen base of the season for him. But again, a big strikeout. The ever dangerous leadoff man of Frelick. Third strikeout for Saad. You go from facing the Brewers' number one prospect to their number two prospect in Joey Weimer. Hitless tonight, ground out, and a flyout his first two trips. And a first pitch as he leans into it, takes for a strike. Campbell's at third. Koch is at second. 3-2 our score. Smokies ahead by one after three runs in the first. Assad, the right-hander, is 0-1. Is outside. And they count even 1-1. Well, it's a battle of the camo jerseys today. Shuckers in their military uniforms and the Smokies. That's just one of their road or alternate jerseys that they wear. And the 1-1 home as Wimmer swings through. The cutter that time or the sinker. And 1-2. Assad, after he walked the first two men, is looking to get out of the jam as he wants to run through the signs again and will step off the backside of the rubber as he signals to Belego behind home plate, picks up the rosin bag and tosses it back down. And here is the 1-2 as Wimmer caught a piece of it. And Belego slaps his hand in his glove. Thought he should have had it. And the battle continues between these two. Just feel like Wimmer comes up in so many big spots. Him not having hit tonight. And go ahead and run on base. Will come through as the 1-2 is foul tip. Into the mitt for strike three. A fastball 93 elevated up in the zone. And Wimmer down on a strike. So back-to-back strikeouts from Assad. Walks the first two. Ends it on a high note. Striking out a final two. But the Shuckers do get a run on one hit. No errors and two men left in scoring position. Four innings have come and gone in Biloxi. Shuckers trail 3-2. On the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Well, first pitch was a backdoor slider missed outside. A leadoff man, Chase Trump, the third baseman. As Nick Bennett deals home, another one outside as well. It's 2-0. Smokies 3, Shuckers 2 again, top 5. With that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few frames.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Lefty Nick Bennett, the 2-0. And that is rolled on the ground right to Koka. Gobbles up, slings to first, and Dillard with a little bit of a stretch. Keeps the back foot on the bag. That is out number one. So Bennett now at 60 pitches on the dot tonight. 39 of them have been for strikes. He's now retired the last four in a row. Worked out of a little bit of a jam in the third inning. With Jake Slaughter at second and two outs. Alexander Canario had a single, but then Slaughter was thrown out trying to turn third and score, thinking Devaney was going to throw to first. First offer to Matt Mervis, and that's low and outside for a ball, 1-0. That's how the Smokies got their first run back in the first inning when Slaughter had a single that scored Mervis from second. 1-0 on the front door with a changeup. Haven't seen that very much out of Bennett tonight, and the count is one ball and one strike to Mervis. Last time up, he flied out to right. Set down the 1-1. And a check swing, an appeal down to third, and Josh Gilreath says no swing. The count, two balls and a strike to Mervis. Wind is gusting more towards the left field foul pole now, so anything in the breeze out that way will carry a little bit. Been in the lefty-lefty matchup, the 2-1, and a swing and a miss at a good cutter down at the bottom of the zone. The count is 2-2. Boy, when Bennett is commanding that cutter as part of his arsenal, he is tough to deal with. The 2-2, and a slider bounced on the ground, but wide of first and foul. Down by Walker Gentz, the development coach for the Tennessee Smokies over at first. Both the Shuckers and the Smokies with a coach over at first base. Kick and another 2-2. And that is weakly tapped up the first baseline, but will turn and stay foul. It goes off the lip of the grass, and so Diaz picks it up to make sure it doesn't take that trickle back fair. And so Mervis will have to come all the way back. Well, that goes against the minor league tradition, really, of having a player over at first base. But I think that teams are starting to understand more and more that you can have a guy at first who's working a stopwatch and gives you more of the major league feel. That's what the minor leagues more and more are turning into, is they are trying to do everything they can to simulate a major league environment. The set and the 2-2. And this is fouled off, and I think Mervis might have got it on the top of his foot there. No ill effects from it. And the count 2-2.
That's what I was talking with somebody about, just about ballparks as well. And you know, we heard when we were in Mississippi at the Embrace, it was built more like Turner Fields. And why not, when you're double A team, you're going to have to play, obviously, back then at Turner.
2-2. This is fisted the opposite way, foul. And so the count, two balls and two strikes to Mervis.
And then you see, obviously, in the Marlins case with Pensacola now going to turf, Beloit's in with a turf field because their big league club has. I mean, there's a lot of other reasons as well.
I hadn't even thought about that.
That's just something.
2-2, and a swing and a miss. He got him to chase a cutter down in the dirt. And Bennett picks up his fifth strikeout of the night.
Well, the biggest one, I will say, is the Red Sox. Well, you want to know why? Because obviously that big green wall on left field, basically every single affiliate has something similar. Well, Western, they built a blue wall. It's in right field, so it's a bit different. But most of them, Portland and Fuller Field and Greenville, the Greenville Drive and Salem, they all have a wall on left field. That's something similar to the Green Monster.
First offer to Perlaza is high for a ball, 1-0. Well, why would you build the wall in right field? That's not the way it is. It's that short little four-foot thing out there. Now, it's not even 4 feet tall.
And it's blue, too. It's blue wall.
Well, that goes with Wooster, as this is in there for a strike, 1-1, which, again, I have to say that even with the addition of Josh Maurer to the broadcast booth for the Milwaukee Brewers, as the set and the 1-1 Perlaza is bounce foul, it's 1-2. I still would not have gotten Wooster right were it not for my broadcast partner this year from that neck of the woods.
Just don't tell my family, Rhode Island. Moose Sox supporter. And Mr. Beloved Paw Sox.
Set and the 1-2. And that is high. Two balls and two strikes to Perlaza. I haven't even thought about that. Neck of the woods, is that a saying that they have up north? That seems like it'd be more down in the Midwest, the South.
What's that?
You're from that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
2-2, swung on and missed, and a busted bat for Perlaza as he strikes out on a backdoor slider. And Nick Bennett is really settled into a groove. He's now retired six consecutive batters, including four via strikeout. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers trailing by just a run at 3-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Of the fifth inning, Shuckers trailing by just a run at 3-2. Thomas Dillon will lead it off. He's followed by Felix Valerio and Tristan Lutz. Right-hander Javier Assad for the bottom of the fifth. The right-hander deals, and Dillard sends this swirling foul over on the left side for a strike. It is 0-1. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Biloxi. Three runs, five hits, no errors for Tennessee. Smokies getting all three runs in the first inning. A double, a walk, and three consecutive RBI singles. The 0-1. And Dillard takes way high. That goes off the mid of Malengo. And the count is one ball and one strike to Dillard. Shuckers got their run in the second inning. Left the bases loaded, but they got it on an RBI double by Brent Diaz. One of three extra base hits in the inning. As a floating changeup misses high, it's 2-1 now to Dillard. Remember, that was when Lutz hit a ball out into right field. Perlaza overran it. And Lutz going for third, and he didn't slide in. He went in standing up and was tagged out. 2-1, Dillard checks his swing. Doesn't matter, fastball at the bottom of the zone, and the count is 2-2 to Dillard. Well, looking for the third true outcome tonight. He has walked and struck out. Though as a left-handed hitter, probably going to need to hit it the other way. 2-2. This is bounced on the ground, first base side, knocked down, backhanded by Ball. He recovers, and still a backhanded flip to recovering Assad to get Dillard. Ball with his hands on his knees after that. He's more frustrated that he let that play get as complicated as it did on a ball that kicked up near the heel of his glove.
I end up having to be a second baseman. Basically, we're underhand flip would do towards second. We were close enough.
Valerio in from the right side now in the first offer. And Felix, a weak roller out towards short. Gloved and slung in one motion by Vasquez, and a really good pick by Ball at first to retire the Shuckers' second baseman, Valerio. And two gone, and Tristan Lutz the batter.
Well, that really helps Assad, and well, that was his 85th pitch, so one pitch, one out, and more likely to keep him rolling in here to see what he's got against Lutz. And even if Lutz does get on, still a chance that he'll pitch to Vaney.
There's a right-hander warming out in the bullpen for Tennessee now. First offer to Lutz. And a breaking ball misses low. And a curveball at 74. It is 1-0. Lutz with that double back in the second. Very next ball, Devaney tripled into right field. The set and the 1-0. And Lutz hits this one back off to our right. Look out below. Is that a guy with a Rangers game on? Even up with hockey right here at the ballpark. Kick and the 1-1 to Lutz. And a swing and a miss and an elevated slider. It is 1-2.
Best of both worlds.
You know, there are just a couple of different months that qualify as some of the best. Obviously, into March, into April is fantastic. Into the beginning of April as the 1-2.
And Tristan skies this the opposite way. Line drive for Perlaza going back. He reaches off his shoulder, and he hauls it in for the out. Well-struck ball by Tristan, but in range of Perlaza. And it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth for Javier Assad. We go on to the sixth. Shuckers still trailing it 3-2 as we go that way on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. And as we do, 10 seconds for station identification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start of the sixth inning in Biloxi. The left-hander Nick Bennett spins a cutter inside. The left-hander hitting Bryce Ball to kick it off is 1-0. Shuckers trailing the Smokies 3-2. Bennett's offer. This is bounced on the ground, ranging over Valerio out in shallow right field. Plants his feet and makes an accurate throw to first. And Ball is retired. Left-hander Nick Bennett, after giving up three runs in the first inning, zeros on the board since then. And with that ground out by Ball, that is now seven in a row retired by Nick, including four via the strikeout in that stretch. He has K'd six tonight and walked two. Lefty, the first offer to Slaughter, and he can't check his swing. Might have caught a piece of it as well, and it is 0-1. Bennett now at 77 pitches on the night. 51 of them have been for strikes, so Nick has been in the zone tonight. And even in that first inning, he only needed 20 pitches. The 0-1. And a breaking pitch is high and away. One ball and one strike to Slaughter. Slaughter on base twice tonight. Singled in a run as part of that three-run first. As Bennett's 1-1 dealing is bounced on the ground, but wide of third and foul. The count is 1-2. Walked and stole second back in the third, but then was thrown out trying to come home. On a single by Canaria, ended up caught between home and third and was tagged out back at third. Bennett hesitates in the 1-2, and a breaking ball is low and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Well, Bennett, when he is operating out of the full windup, likes to vary his delivery a little bit. That's an agreement with Diaz, and the 2-2. And this is hit in the air to left field. Backing up on it is Campbell, but he's going to turn and watch this one leave the yard. Home run, Jake Slaughter. His RBI train continues. In seven games, he now has 12 runs driven in. That snaps a streak of seven in a row retired, and the Smokies get a little bit of breathing room back. It's 4-2 here in the sixth. Fourth home run of the year for Slaughter as he touches them all. And gives the Smokies a two-run advantage again. So now it's Canario. The first pitch, he's swinging for the fences and waves over a cutter for a strike. It is 0-1. Bennett, the 0-1. This is bounced foul. The count is no balls and two strikes to Canario. Still no action out in the Shuckers bullpen. They're looking to get six innings out of Bennett tonight if possible. One gone and the bag's empty. And the 0-2. And this is skipped on the ground foul, a hard hit ball. Knocked down over near the Smokies dugout or the bullpen down the third base line. Denario tonight, 2 for 2 with a couple of singles and an RBI. Gets this on the ground, and that is, look out, down in the Smokies dugout. Wow. Someone who was on the top step, I just fell down. Boy, being hit by that one. And they have not reemerged, possibly from embarrassment. And there it is. That was a hot shot into the dugout. Set in the 0-2. And this one is stroked to left field. Campbell backing up on it. He has to turn, and that sneaks over the wall. It's back-to-back home runs for the Smokies. Alexander Canario, his second home run of this series, his third hit of the day, and his ninth RBI in five games against Biloxi. The Smokies push their advantage back to 3-5-2. Just a line drive homer out to left field. Initially, it looked like Campbell might have a play on it, but it goes over the 8-foot fence just to the left of the 350 sign out in left field. As this is off the end of the bat, a bouncer to Devaney. Scoops it up, accurate throw to first, and Belego, a ground out victim on the first offer from Bennett. Fortunately for Bennett, all of that hard work that he did, the second, third, fourth, and fifth inning. And now the Shuckers back down to a 5-2 deficit as the first offer is low and inside with a fastball. It's 1-0. Back-to-back homers by Slaughter and Canoria. 1-0 dealing, and that's on the outer edge for a strike. It is 1-1. Left fielder Bradley Beasley. Beasley 0-2 tonight with a fielder's choice and a strikeout. Watches the next offer low and outside. Down 2 balls and a strike to Beasley. Well, Bennett is able to finish off the sixth inning here. Biloxi will have gotten some really good length out of their starters in this series. 2-1, inner edge missed with a cutter. And it's 3 balls and a strike. Got 5 innings out of T.J. Shook on Tuesday night, and then 6 innings from Brandon Kinnear and Noah Zavalis on Wednesday and Thursday. 3-1 is hit on the ground, and that's over third and fair, and it ricochets off of a member of the bullpen. And so it's going to stay out near the tarp. The throw into Valerio, and the tag is not in time as Beasley has to slide in head first at second with a double. So a ball that just made it over third base and then took a weird carom behind the tarp down the third base line. And with that, Bryn Diaz is going to come out and have a quick word with Nick Bennett. Again, there is no action right now out in the Shuckers bullpen. So Michael O'Neill has just stood up down there. Really, the Shuckers with only 7 relievers in their pen, hoping that they can get plenty of length out of Bennett tonight and see if he can finish off 6 frames. And with that, the bullpen stirs. So a double by Beasley, his third of the year in 10 games now with Tennessee, and the 9-hole hitter Luis Vasquez stands in. First pitch, cued off the end of that, first base side foul. For a strike, it is 0-1. 5-2 Tennessee here on the top of the sixth inning. Smokies have plated 2 runs here in the sixth. Solo homers by Slaughter and Canoria. The 0-1. And a breaking ball at the knees, threw him a slider for a strike. And it's quickly 0-2. Bennett looked his second and the 0-2. And that's hit in the air to right field. Weimer tracking back on it. Wynn knocking it down a little bit. And on the warning track, Joey brings it in, but The Smokies use back-to-back homers by Slaughter and Canario to go back up by a trio. We head on to the home half of the sixth inning. It's now the Smokies 5 and the Shuckers 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now trailing the Tennessee Smokies 5-2. New hurler in Javier Rosado's day is done. And the Smokies will turn to the right-hander Blake Whitney here in the bottom of the sixth.
And Whitney 3-2 in his 15th appearance now on the season. ERA at 3.09. One hold on the year as well in Tennessee. 35 innings logged up to this point. And struck out 44, walked 9. Allowed 3 home runs. And hitters hitting just 194 off of him.
So Whitney gets Cam Devaney to get things going in the first offer. And Cam down to Whitney as he swings and misses at a breaking ball away. It is 0-1. So back-to-back home runs by Slaughter and Canario. Taking the Shuckers away from a one-run deficit to a three-run deficit. The 0-1, another breaking ball. Devaney doesn't offer. And the count is 1-1. Cam 1-for-1 today. He tripled back in the second, scored on the double by Diaz, and walked and scored on the infield single by Coca back in the fourth. 1-1, another check swing, and Devaney can't hold up from breaking the wrists on a breaking ball away, and the count is 1-2. And with Campbell and then Brent Diaz, 3-2 up for the Shuckers here in this bottom of the sixth. Plenty of offense over the last two nights. Shuckers looking to refine that form. Set down the 1-2. And that is high and off the plate. Didn't miss by much. That's a pretty appetizing slider. Though normally those come in sets of 3-5. And the count is even at 2-2.
That is true.
Kick and the 2-2. And a fastball in tight. The count is run full to Devaney. We've had this conversation off air. Not much of a sliders guy myself.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, his younger is better. It's going to be Tuesdays again at 2.
3-2 pitch. And that is right over at the letters for a cold third strike. Devaney thought it was going to be high, but that definitely dropped down. For a strikeout for Whitney, one gone. And Noah Campbell the batter. White Castle is known for their sliders, but that wasn't something that we had really growing up.
Go there too often, no.
I'm trying to think of what the other places that specializes in sliders, as this slider is swung over and missed by Campbell for a strike. It is 0-1.
Crystals?
Yes, Crystal Burger. That's what it is. Well, there's one near the hotel in Pensacola set in the 0-1. And that is hit up the middle through the legs and out into center field. Bullet drive from Campbell, a skipper that went right in between the five hole for Blake Whitney.
Yeah,
really did, is went through everybody's legs on the way through it, it seemed. And Noah Campbell is someone who's starting to turn it on offensively. Mentioned before, the two home runs in this series. And maybe garnering some more confidence now that he's been able to stay healthy on the field as well in Double A.
Well, Whitney is a reliever that has been very difficult to touch this year for the Smokies. As the first offer is in there for a called strike, it is 0-1. Currently on a season-long 11 2/3 inning scoreless streak, including the strikeout of Devaney to start this inning. 2 1/3 scoreless innings the other night against the Shuckers with just a walk and two strikeouts. Next offer in there, another slider. The count is 0-2 to Diaz. Whitney came in and pitched in one of our same games. That was on Tuesday night. 5-2 win for the Smokies in that one. Set in the 0-2. And Diaz reaches for this one, bloops it down the wide field line. Long run for Pelaza. He will not get there. Scoops it up, and a wide turn of second by Campbell, and he will slide back into the bag after a shovel throw from Vasquez to Slaughter. And how about Brent Diaz? That's his second hit of the night. Just muscles one the opposite way. And so the Shuckers have two men on, and they bring the tying run to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth inning in the form of Jason Koka.
I think the Shuckers seems like they always have a chance when they're down. The offense today has provided plenty of hits. That was their sixth now here in the sixth inning, but again, three of those coming in the second.
So Campbell at second, Diaz at first, and Jason Koka, the switch hitter from the left side. On the first offer, and Koka watches a fastball come over at 92 for a strike. It is 0-1. Right-hander Whitney with a deep bend of the knees as he peers in and now stands upright, the 0-1. And a weave and a miss. Looks like a changeup that time from right-hander Whitney, and the count is 0-2. Whitney, a 24th round pick in 2018 by the Chicago Cubs. Taken out of the University of South Carolina upstate, Spartanburg, South Carolina. 0-2. And this is hit in the air to center field, but looks like it's playable for Canario. Waiting, coming in, now makes the catch. Campbell feigns the tag. And it's a good thing he didn't go. That is a very accurate throw from Canario in center field. Strumpf only had to move about a step to the right of third, and that would have been a pretty easy catch and tag even with Campbell's speed.
And that is a Joey Weimer-esque type throw from center field on a V-line. Right to third.
Two gone. Runners on first and second. Shuckers trailing at 5-2 here in the home half of the sixth inning. As the left-handed hitting Sal Frelick digs in. First offer. And a changeup is outside for a ball to Sal. It is 1-0. Shuckers now 2-for-8 with men in scoring position today. While the Smokies 4-for-7. Frelick slightly open stance and a spin and a back pick on Campbell, and he dives back in front of the slap tag from Vasquez.
That's something we haven't seen too many times this year because of the pickoff rule, and that's one of those inside spin moves from a right-hander and an actual throw to second base. Sometimes we've seen guys spin off and no throw, but probably the first one we've seen this year.
1-0, and Frelick rifles this into right field. It's a base hit. Perlaza is up with it. The stop sign goes up as that scrambles away, but the Smokies are covering it on a throw in from Slaughter. But here we go again. Bases loaded and two outs for the second time tonight for Joey Weimer, and an opportunity to come through as he represents the go-ahead run for Biloxi in the bottom of the sixth. Seed from Sal Frelick, and Mike Guerrero trying to not run into the third out in the inning. Joey Weimer coming to bat. The stop sign up for Campbell. Diaz at second, Frelick at first. Two gone and Weimer the hitter. The first offer, and Joey swinging for a grand slam goes over a changeup away. It is 0-1. Time is called as a item has gotten down onto the field out in the right field corner, and it's a beach ball. It's a little mini beach ball that got onto the field. And Taylor Floyd's not giving it back. Saw a Frisbee get out on the warning track earlier, I think.
One of those freebies you give away.
Set down the 0-1. And Weimer, another swing through a breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-2. Joey looking for his first hit of the night. Grounded out in the first. Flied out to center field with the bases loaded in the second and struck out his last time up in the fourth. Right-hander Whitney here. And the two-strike offer is down in the dirt. It skips away from the catcher, Borrego, and Campbell will score without a throw. Wild pitch brings in a run, and the Shuckers now trail it 5-3.
And now it opens the door as well to tie the ball game with two men in score position. And Weimer probably doesn't feel, you know, I need to hit a home run here. Just need to knock some down the outfield grass, and more than likely with Frelick speed and two outs, we'll score both.
And Freed, especially on anything put in play with two strikes and two outs. So Whitney, the 1-2, and Weimer strikes out swinging on a slider. But the Shuckers do get a run on three hits and a wild pitch. They strand a pair. And as we go on to the seventh, it's the Tennessee Smokies 5 and the Biloxi Shuckers 3. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
For the seventh inning, Shuckers trailing the Tennessee Smokies 5-3. New Hurler on the mound. The Shuckers go to the bullpen and bring in the right-hander Nash Walters. We go to the bullpen here in the seventh. And for the seventh, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Gary. Yes, here is Nash as the right-hander kicks home. A fastball 94 is too high for Chase Strum. A leadoff man in this lineup, 1-2-3. As Walters comes set, 1-0, and Strump fouls it back, count even 1-1. Nash in his 20th appearance of the season, 2-1, a 7.59 ERA. Three holds, which is tied for fourth in the Southern League. 21 in the third innings, 27 strikeouts, but 27 hits allowed. Hitters hitting over 300 off of him. And the 1-1, a fastball is pumped past him. And the count 1-2, and Strump is 0-3 tonight. Strikeout, fly out, ground down, a little bit of everything in between. Strump with the red barrel above his right shoulder. 1-2 is popped up in the air, first base side. Diaz jogs over to the Shuckers dugout, but it's three rows behind it and bounces up towards the top. Of
And someone just got covered with a little bit of beer as someone reached for that foul ball.
Nice of a good beer as well. 1-2. And swing and a miss. Throws him a hard slider down and away. And Strump down on strikes. Let's close the line on Nick Bennett. 6 innings tonight. 8 hits. 5 runs. All of them are in walk 2. Struck out 6. And really, the 3-run first inning and then the back-to-back home runs in his last frame really spoiled his outing because he was off to probably his best start of the season. One kick, quick punch out for Nash Walters. And the first pitch is roped down on the right field. The base knocked through the hole by Matt Mervis. His second base hit today. He doubled and scored back in the first. And now on the one-out single in the top of the seventh. Smokey's nearing 10 hits as a team. That was number 9. And here is a switch hitting right fielder, Jonathan Perlaza, who is 0-for-3 and a new bat in hand as well for this AB. Batting from the left side against the righty, Walters, who kicks and first pitch home is an over-the-top curveball and is whiffed and missed for strike one. Well, because Perlaza snapped his bat after he struck out swinging in the fifth. That was Nick Bennett's sixth and final strikeout. We all remember Bo Jackson, a two-sport athlete at Auburn, and then the Kansas City Royals and Oakland Raiders. And the 0-1 Perlaza can't catch up to the fastball at 95 upstairs, quickly 0-2. And Jackson infamously broke the bat on his head. Did not really look like applying any pressure. That's just how strong Bo was. Walters set, and the 0-2 as Perlaza pops it foul third base side.
Have you ever seen anybody break a bat over a part of their body in a real-life game?
I have, yes. I've seen people break it over the knee before.
Yep.
Or the thigh. The 0-2, and Perlaza bounces it right back to Walters, knocks it down, recovers, and just gingerly tosses the first to get the easier out in Perlaza. So Mervis does get to second base and puts himself in scoring position. But there are two outs in the seventh.
Yeah, just make the easy play right there. Make sure that you get a out. I think that if Walters is able to field it easily or cleanly, he'd be able to turn and throw. But instead, because it was knocked down and around his feet, just make sure you get the second out in the inning.
Just a quick checkup on Walters as well from Nick Childs, the pitching coach, and Matt Deal, the head trainer for the Shockers this season. Yeah, I think if maybe Walters doesn't knock that ball down, would anybody be there behind? Or if they did get to, it would be a tougher play to get Perlaza at first. Mervis is at second with two outs. 5-3 Smokies in the seventh. There's a fastball, 96 at the bottom of the zone. Called strike to Bryce Ball. Power hitting first baseman, 0-for-2 tonight. Walked and scored on the first. Flied out to center in the third and grounded to second. His last time up in the sixth inning. And the 0-1 ball. Chopper left side of the diamond. Devaney comes around it and fires the first. But a final out of the frame. No runs, a hit. Mervis is left at second. It's stretch time here in Biloxi. 5-3 is our score. Smokies on top. We're going to send it down on the field for redemption of God Bless America.
God bless America. Oceans wide with foam.
Well, that was Anna Kate LeBolt. MC for the Shuckers. It's 5-3 Smokies in stretch time here in Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. Don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Home half of the seventh inning in Biloxi at MGM Park. The Shucker is trailing a pair of runs right now. They have the beefy part of the order up. Thomas Dillard, Felix Valero, and Tristan Lutz. A lot of big boppers as Thomas Dillard makes a change up down and away for ball one from Blake Whitney. Dillard today 0 for 2, walked his first trip in the first. And the 1-0 takes a fastball at 91, up and away. It's 2-0. Now this part of the order was productive yesterday. Dillard with 3 walks. You know what Valerio did. And the 2 as Dillard pulls it on the ground, but behind the first base bag's ball. And Els jogged to first and step on it himself. Well, that was a baseball that Dillard tried to field in the first inning where he just tight roped the white shot. A ball playing just a few steps closer to the line. Able to make the play on the forehand.
I think he might have been another step or two back as well to give him a little bit more space and foul ground, but that's a very good play by Bull.
Looked like that had it's going to nestle down in the 325 corner. As Valerio takes a fastball, 91 down the heart of the plate for strike one. So one out, base is empty, bottom seven. Shuckers trailing 5-3. And the 0-1 from Whitney is a fastball sailing high over the top of Valerio's head, 1-1. Now Felix, a quiet night tonight, 0-3, pair of flyouts and a ground out. I mean, you just think that you can't really keep it rolling when you played an RBI in all 5 plate appearances, 3-for-4, 2 home runs and 8 RBIs as Valerio skies it down the left field line, but that is way foul.
That's a 6. We're playing cricket.
That is a 6. Count ball and 2 strikes to Valerio. Kicks and fires off the edge of the bat. A roller out to Vasquez at short, throws across the diamond. The stretch from ball is in time. So back-to-back 6-3 putouts in Valerio's ledger. And quickly 2 down. I think it's always the hardest part. You come off a game like that and try to do the same thing the next day, I feel, because, you know, that's baseball. D.H. Tristan Lutz right against the righty Whitney as he throws him a slider. And Lutz swings and misses for strike one. Well, Tristan hit today, 1-for-3, doubled, but then was thrown out at third in the second, trying to extend it into a triple. The 0-1 as Lutz chases after a breaking ball again down and away. It's quickly 0-2 on him. Well, Whitney has come out firing strikes and really has his breaking stuff tonight. That is just a nasty pitch that starts the zone and drops off the table. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. It got him. That was the third straight time that he threw Lutz that pitch, and it is a nasty one. Three strikeouts for Whitney, a 1-2-3 seventh inning. The Shuckers go quiet. Still two innings left in this one in Biloxi. 5-3 after seven. Smokies on top. Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Well, first pitch is waved down and missed. From Ash Walters to James Swan for strike one at the top of the eighth inning. 5-3 Smokies on top. Think of the rest of the way home. Here is Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Jake Slaughter been on base all three times tonight. The 0-1, that shot the opposite way towards I-110 and foul. And so the count is quickly 0-2 to Slaughter. Slaughter with an RBI single as part of a three-run first for the Smokies. Walked, stole the base, and was thrown out trying to score back in the third. As Walters 0-2, and that comes in, and he can't stop himself on a high fastball at 95 miles an hour. And it's the second strikeout for Walters. Just high heat from the tall Texan. One gone and Alexander Canario the batter. And with Slaughter and Canario with back-to-back home runs in the sixth inning. The last frame that Nick Bennett threw tonight. The Smokies now with a 5-3 lead. The kick and the offer. That is low and outside. It is 1-0. By the way, I'm from only about an hour and a half away from where Nash Walters grew up in Lindale, back there in Dallas-Fort Worth. For me, Tyler is the closest big city to Lindale, as this is swung on a miss. The count is 1-1. Talking to my parents, middle of the afternoon today there in Arlington, 1-0-2.
Oof.
Yeah. 1-1. And a check swing, they say, that Canario offered on a fastball away. So almost something breaking that might have been like a cutter. The count is now 1-2. It was like over 110 with the heat index back in Texas today. 1-2. And that skips in. Another, it looked like a changeup there. The count is 2-2. So would you rather have that or today? Again, our first pitch temperature at 638 was 86 degrees. Of course, there's a good amount of humidity. It felt like it was about 96 outside. Set down the 2-2. And a breaking ball is shot into the Shuckers dugout. Look out down there. That's like a ricochet off the bench. And well, it could have taken out the whole strength and conditioning and training staff all in one fell swoop.
Now one goes down, they all go down.
They're all in a row right there. 2-2. And a fastball just high at 95. I don't know. I'll take the ocean breeze.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I'll take the ocean breeze any day of the week.
I'll take the higher humidity, but not 100. 3-2, fouled back by Canario.
You know, I don't like the humidity either way, but you know, being on the water, it's soother, and you can go walk down by the beach as well.
I always say it. There's just something that feels different when you get to triple digits. 3-2, and a breaking ball is smashed out to deep left field. Frelick, a long run out towards the Mississippi power sign. It's off the sign, and it goes ricocheting back into center field. Canario is around second. He'll be to third, and they're going to wave him home. Up with it. The throw, the tag. He is out at home. A perfect relay. Frelick to Devaney, to Diaz, and the Shuckers cut down Canario after his triple. So what a relay throw. Frelick, who had to get away from him, went chasing after it. And Canario aggressively trying for the inside. The park home run is thrown out. The set and the first offer to Belega, and that is high for a ball, 1-0. It still goes down as the fourth hit of the night for Canario. And now he's just a double shy of the cycle today. 1-0. And a breaking ball right in there from Walters. And the count is 1-1.
That's the one sad part for him, is that his series number is maybe overshadowed with all the offense in this series on both sides.
Well, that has reignited the crowd here as the 1-1 is down low and outside. Two balls and a strike to Belega. What a swing of momentum that is. You go from Canario, if he just stops at third, man at third and only one out. And instead, two gone and the base is empty. The Shuckers still within a pair at 5-3. Walters the 2-1. And a swing and a miss. Throwing another high heater at 95. The count is 2-2. What could have been a disaster turns into a big second out at home. Set down the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. 97. Nash Walters dials it up for the strikeout to finish off the top of the eighth inning. We go on to the home half of the eighth. Shuckers, let's see if they can turn some of that defense into offense. Trailing 5-3 as we go that way on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 11th as the first 1,000 fans receive a free Shuckers military theme hat presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Tennessee Smokies 5-3. The right-hander Blake Whitney out for his third frame of work, and they'll get Cam Devaney, Noah Campbell, and Brent Diaz, the 3-2 up here. Shuckers got a big defensive play back in the top of the eighth inning. Alexander Canario thrown out, attempting an inside the park home run. Set down the first offer to Devaney. Cam down to an easy, swings through a slider for a strike 0-1. Devaney swung at that slider a couple of times in his first at bat against Whitney. He was the first man Whitney faced back in the sixth. 0-1. And he throws him another breaking pitch, and Devaney holds off with a little nod of his head. The count is 1-1. Devaney ultimately worked the count full, struck out, looking on a high fastball. 1-1, he cues this one off the end of the mat. Down to his side, Whitney, he gloves and will underhand to first to retire Cam. First out in the inning, and Noah Campbell, the batter. Three-run first inning for the Smokies. Shuckers got one in the bottom of the second, one in the bottom of the fourth. With Tennessee two in the top of the sixth, Shuckers did get one back. That is how they are trailing it. 5-3 here in the home half of the eighth. First offer to the switch hitting Noah Campbell. And a breaking ball is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Campbell with a single and a run scored back in the sixth. Came in and scored on a wild pitch. That snapped Blake Whitney's scoreless streak at 12 innings. The kick in the 0-1. And another breaking ball is low. And the count is 1-1 to Campbell. Campbell 1-for-2 with that single. Walked in the fourth and he scored in the sixth, as we said. He was a strikeout victim back in the second. Action out of the Smokies bullpen right now is the right-hander Whitney, the 1-1. And Campbell slashes this the opposite way towards the left field corner and out of the range of the left fielder Beasley. Campbell is around first and he will cruise into second with a double, his seventh two-bagger of the year and his second hit of the night. A series Noah Campbell has put together for Biloxi. Two more hits tonight, obviously has the two home runs. Now for the series. He's 5-for-8. Not bad numbers. Diaz from the right side, the first pitch. Diaz checks his swing on a slider down low for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Diaz has two hits out of the eighth spot tonight. RBI double back in the second, and an opposite field single in the sixth. Shuckers loaded the bases in the sixth inning, but couldn't force in more than one run. 1-0, and Diaz fouls this down. Another slider on the count, 1-1 to Brent. Remember, Diaz had what ended up being the, or got on as what turned into the winning run. The Shuckers in their walk-off back on Wednesday night. Dave Holt came in as a pinch runner for him and scored the winning run. Set down though, 1-1. And a breaking ball is fouled back. Look out, guys. It was right near us. So 1-2 to Diaz. Right-hander Whitney, the 1-2. And Diaz fouls this off. Came up high with a fastball, and he was just able to get a piece of it. The right-hander Taylor Floyd is warming up in Biloxi's bullpen. Hopefully they don't need him for a little bit longer. One gone and a man on second. Shuckers trailing 5-3 here in the home half of the eighth. Whitney with a bell tie set, the 1-2. And that skips in, about a 58-footer. Good block of the dirt by Vallejo. And the count runs even at 2-2 to Diaz. Brent's double back in the second was his sixth of the year, so he's now got an even number of home runs and doubles. His home run total has been out in front of his double total pretty much all year. Set and the 2-2. And a breaking ball bounced over to short. Campbell will wait back. It's gloved by Vasquez. A quick exchange and a throw is picked by Ball at first. And Diaz is retired 6-3. And with that, Mike Guerrero is going to come out and looks like he is going to pinch hit in this spot. As Jackson Reitz has emerged from the dugout and has a bat in his hand. Well, again, we are at the time of year now where, look, development is obviously important in the minor leagues. But wins and losses matter down this last two-plus week stretch. And even though the Shuckers sit 4.5 games against back of Pensacola coming into tonight, Mike Guerrero knows that the Shuckers are going to have those six games against Pensacola at the end of the year to try and make up that last bit of ground. But every single game matters. So Jason Koka, the Shucker's going to pinch hit for him here, and it'll be Jackson Reitz. So here's Reitz in the bottom of the eighth, and the first offer is a slider off the plate for a ball. It is 1-0. Reitz, one of the better hitters in the Southern League this year, 289 in 39 games. 9 doubles, 12 home runs. 1-0, that's in the dirt, and it gets away, and Belego can't find it. Campbell will move down to third. It should still go down as a wild pitch as it was spiked in the dirt, and Belego just had a kickoff to his right. But now a 2-0 count to Jackson Reitz. High drama here for the Shuckers, trailing by a pair in the bottom of the eighth inning. Campbell now at third with two gone. And a 2-0. And Reitz takes a fastball outer half for a strike. That's a great pitch by Whitney. If Reitz is able to get to it, don't know how much he can do with it.
Yeah, just painted it right on the outside corner in a, you said, tough pitch to hit.
2-1. And Reitz fouls it back under the legs of Belego. Count now 2-2. Sal Frelick waiting on deck. Boy, the Shuckers would love to get to him. He'd represent the go-ahead run for Biloxi. Still no action out of the bullpen for the Smokies, so Blake Whitney trying to make it through three frames tonight and hold on to the lead for the Smokies. Reitz with a few low swings of the bat. And now he will call time. Whitney nods in agreement with Belego. And the 2-2 to Reitz. And he pops this in the air. Shallow right field. Slaughter backing up on it. Wind pushing it. Slaughter underneath it will reach up and make the catch. And the Shuckers strand a man at third in the bottom of the eighth. We go on to the ninth inning. Shuckers trailing by two at 5-3. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right
of the ninth inning. Shuckers trailing the Smokies 5-3, and the right-hander Taylor Floyd into the ballgame. His first pitch home is fouled off by the 8-hole hitter Bradley Beasley for strike one.
Yeah, Floyd 0-1 in his 13th appearance of the 2022 campaign now.
As the 0-1, and that is muscled foul right side towards the sweet level. The count 0-2.
15.19 ERA, 10 2/3, has allowed 19 runs, walked 13, and struck out 13.
As the next offer is low, on the count of ball and two strikes, the batter Beasley, who doubled his last time up. The offer and a slider, called third strike at the bottom of the zone. So a strikeout to start things off for Taylor Floyd, and he gets the nine-hole hitter, Luis Vasquez. Well, the Smokies used another big first inning to jump out to an early lead, 3-0 in the first. Shuckers one in the second, one in the fourth to draw within a run, but they did leave the bases loaded in the fourth. First offer to Vasquez, and he can't hold up as he goes through on an inside fastball at 93. It's 0-1. Smokies back-to-back home runs in the sixth. The solo shot by Slaughter and Canario as this is lined out towards right field. That's going to hit the green grass and roll all the way out to the wall. Vasquez around first. He will head to second and slam on the brakes as Weimer and Frelick. It's actually Frelick who digs it up out there, but it's a one-out double by Vasquez. His first hit of the night, fifth two-bagger of the year for him.
Well, like you always said, Gary, that is, if you want to have a triple at MGM Park, one of the places you can put it. Well, the good news is the Shuckers have two very durable center fielders, and Frelick and Weimer, and both of them got to it quickly. And then Vasquez making the quick decision to hold up at second, and the correct one.
So man on second with one gone, and the lineup turns to Chase Strump, who swings and misses at a slider for a strike. It is 0-1. We saw where Garrett Mitchell has hit triples out to the ballpark in that kind of spot, both here and in Pensacola. Very similar shaped ballparks as the 0-1. And a fastball 93 is downstairs. It's 1-1 to Strump. Yeah, for right-handed hitters, get it out there, but between Campbell, Frelick, and Weimer, that's a lot of speed in the outfield. 1-1. And that is below the zone. Two balls and a strike to Strump. Still no update on Garrett Mitchell yet as to what kind of a return date he'll have from the IL. Based on the injured list in mid-May, the 2-1. And a slider falls in for a strike. Strump thought he was going to get hit by it, and it bent over the inner edge in the righty-righty matchup. It is 2-2.
Set a lot of movement and kick that inside corner.
2-2. And there's another one, and that's pulled to Holt, who's in at third now. Double steps and throws to first. As the runner Vasquez holds, it's a 5-3 ground out. I guess that's the piece of housekeeping that we missed. Jackson Reitz was the pinch hitter for Biloxi, with the man in third and two gone in the eighth. He popped out, and so Gabe Holt comes in and is playing third. He'll bat ninth. Shuckers would like to be in the neighborhood of getting him to bat in the bottom of the ninth, trailing at 5-3. Look back to second, and the first offer to Matt Mervis. He takes a fastball at 93. Downstairs, it is 1-0. Mervis 2-for-4 tonight, doubled and scored a run in the first inning, and he singled his last time up in the seventh. 1-0, and a wave and a miss at a inside slider. And the count is 1-1. Infield plays the left-handed hitting Mervis to pull. The 1-1, and a backdoor slider misses away. Two balls and one strike to Mervis. Shortstop Devaney is as up the middle as you can be. However, Holt is playing very close to third, where you normally see a guy scheduled for a pull-hitting right-handed hitter. 2-1, and that is outside, and the count is 3-1. And more than anything, I think that's so the Shuckers don't just cede third base to Luis Vasquez, who has good speed. Set in the 3-1. And this is pulled over to first. Dillard at a dive, hauls it in flight. Mervis thought he had another double down the right field line, but Dillard stationed closer to the line brings it in. The last out in a scoreless top of the ninth inning for Taylor Floyd. That sends us to the bottom of the ninth. Shuckers looking for a rally, trailing by a pair. They got the top of the order. Frelick, Weimer, and Dillard coming to bat in the bottom of the ninth. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers trailing by a pair at 5-3. Sal Frelick leads it off. The new right-hander Samuel Reyes rocks home the first pitch, and that nearly hits Sal with a breaking ball as he steps out of the way. It's 1-0.
Now Reyes, who's made one appearance this season in Iowa, his third appearance, though, with the Smokies, 4.50 ERA, two runs in four innings, four strikeouts.
Right-hander peers in and the 1-0. And Frelick pulls this down the first baseline, but foul. The count is 1-1.
Reyes is allowed to just two hits this season on the AA level and two walks as well. So opponents hitting just a .154 off of him. But somebody made 33 appearances last season between South Bend and Tennessee.
Stare into Frelick in the 1-1. And Sal hits this right up the middle, but it skips off the mound. Down to Eddie Vasquez, comes up, and his throw is going to be late. And Frelick, with his speed, gets on with a single. Just a hot shot off the mound. And Frelick able to reach, and now the Shuckers bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Joey Weimer.
Yeah, that was just a ball that had a lot of top spin on it. And it ate up Vasquez and put him on his backside. And with Frelick's speed, that's a single all day of the week.
So Frelick on first and Weimer the batter. See, the Shuckers are in motion here with Frelick. Reyes the right-hander. Here's the first offer. And Weimer checks his swing, takes a fastball on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Reyes, who's making his second appearance of this series, came in back on Wednesday night. Went two scoreless innings, one hit, one walk, and two strikeouts. It was set down the 0-1. And a fastball, outer half missed. Maybe a little high as well. One ball and one strike to Weimer. Reyes did face Weimer in the sixth inning the other night. He got him to line out to center. Well-struck ball by Joey. Long hold in the 1-1. And Weimer gets a breaking ball. He strokes this into center field, but coming on and at a stab, Canario brings it in. And Joey hit it hard, but sinking line drive just couldn't find green grass. And Weimer is out on the liner, and it brings up Thomas Dillard. Smokies leading the Shuckers 5-3 here in the bottom of the ninth. One gone and a throw over to first. Frelick had dived back in. Stop with a leadoff single. Now the first offer to Dillard. And Thomas smacks this on the ground, coming over. It's underhanded to second for one. The relay throw to first is in time. It's a 4-6-3 game-ending double play. And the Smokies beat the Shuckers tonight. Final score in this one, it's Tennessee 5 and Biloxi 3. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow's series finale. The Shuckers will look to go for the series split. Shuckers fall tonight 5-3. Postgame show comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers fall in this game tonight 5-3. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. And Thomas, we talked about it. It ends up being a part of the game tonight. Not the deciding runs, but the Tennessee Smokies got off to another hot start tonight. They scored three runs in the first inning, and really, it all happened so fast against the left-hander. Nick Bennett did give up a one-out double, but then after Perlaza was the second out, a walk to Bryce Ball, and then an RBI single by Jake Slaughter, where it was a tough play by Cam Devaney. He ends up picking it up and throws to first, and at that point, Mervis just doesn't stop. He comes in and scores, and then it's back-to-back singles after that. Really only one of them leaving the infield, and ultimately the Smokies score three runs in the first. The Shuckers were able to get one back in the second on an RBI double by Brent Diaz, but they did leave the bases loaded in that inning. And then in the fourth, Biloxi also loaded the bases up. They got a run, they put a couple of men on base. They got a run on an infield RBI single by Jason Coca, but nothing else. And then two runs in the sixth inning broke up a great stretch by Nick Bennett, where he hadn't allowed a run in the second, third, fourth, or fifth. He had retired seven in a row at that point. But Jake Slaughter and Alexander Canario go back-to-back. That ends up being the difference in the ballgame tonight, as the Shuckers got a run back in the bottom of the sixth inning on a wild pitch. But yet again, they left two men on base in that inning. In the eighth, They had a man on third with two outs, unable to drive him home. And then in the ninth, they get a leadoff single from Sal Frelick, but then a lineout and a double play. And the Shuckers ultimately fall in this game tonight. But, you know, Tennessee, you have to give them credit. They got out to another hot start. And tonight we didn't have a double-digit runs scored in the ball game. It ended up being enough for the Smokies.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, credit both bullpens as well. Coming up big and not allowing, you know, those, you know, they're combined, still combined 20 hits in the contest. The opportunities were there, but the bullpen were rock solid on both sides. And, yeah, that big inning again. And just one or two with the Shuckers the last two nights having to dig themselves out of those big holes early and maybe just a bit too taxing, especially the lead changes that both teams traded over the last two nights. And Smokies able to come out on top today.
Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at the rest of the Southern League, because remember, we are heading down the final stretch. Shuckers had an opportunity to gain some ground tonight with some of the other scores. We'll have those for you on the other side as the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show continues next.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, well, let's go, break me. ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers fall in this contest tonight by a final score of 5-3. Well, we're heading down the stretch in the Southern League first half, and so for a look at scores from around the Southern League and where the standings end up right now, I'll send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. We'll start in the South Division because Pensacola had a four-game lead on the Biscuits, 4.5 on the Embrays, and the Shuckers coming into tonight. And this was an opportunity where the Shuckers chance to move up in the standings because Pensacola, they dropped contest tonight 5-1 to Birmingham. And Pensacola led early. RBI double by Troy Johnston in the top of the third inning, and it really was a spoiled outing. An outing spoiled because Josh Lindgren had twirled 7 innings of shutout baseball for Pensacola.
Wow.
Now just 5 hits, walked 3, struck out 5. Andrew Beckenvale, though, gets the blown save. 2/3 of an inning gives up 5 runs on 4 hits in the bottom of the 8th inning. And even though Pensacola had just 3 hits themselves, had a chance to, you know, win the contest. And Joelky Cespedes' RBI triple was the run that initially tied it, but it just got weird at that point. Sack fly, single, walk in a run, and a hit by pitch. Those last two really hurt. And so Pensacola still holding on to first place, but again, an opportunity missed for the Shuckers. And the Embrays as well, they lost tonight to Rocket City. 8-0. 3 hits as well just for the Embrays. So at least, you know, the theme so far is three hits, and the Shuckers got more than that. So that's a win for them. Well, former Shucker, though, Ryan Aguilar, two home runs tonight.
Wow.
For him. And Alan Rodhel gets the loss for the Embrays, gives up five runs in five innings tonight. So Trash Pandas winners as well. So that's tough for the Smokies and their fans, because Smokies a game out from first right now, and Rocket City winning. So that's bad news for them. Final score in the Southern League tonight, Montgomery falls 9-7 to Chattanooga. Well, Grant Witherspoon walk-off home run yesterday, 1-0. No magic today for the Biscuits. They did get one in the ninth inning, but the big innings really hurt them today. Five-run fifth for the Chattanooga Lookouts. We're talking about T.J. Hopkins. He pitched in with an RBI single. Matt McLean, the number three prospect for the Reds, three-hit. Knight goes 3-for-4. Mentioned Hopkins goes 1-for-4 RBI and a walk in the contest. And that's your look around the Southern League scoreboard.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. As for your scores from around the Brewers affiliated system, let's start with the Low A Carolina Mudcats. Unfortunately, they are shut out against Myrtle Beach tonight, 5-0. Your final score in that one. No extra base hits in the ballgame tonight for Carolina either, so they were held to just 4 singles, 1 walk, and 12 strikeouts. And a 5-0 defeat tonight down at the low A level. Meanwhile, high A Wisconsin, they are not done with their game yet, but it is pretty much all over by the crying right now. 12-4, they lead
wow.
Beloit right now. They're at ABC Supply Stadium. Tristan Peters with a double that drove in two. Wes Clark then with a single that drove in a run. And allowed another run to score in an error. Tyler Black with an RBI double. Wes Clark with his sixth home run of the year. Micah Bello with a double that drove in a run. And then, let's see here. It was a 5-run top of the ninth inning so far for Wisconsin to put this kind of out of reach. Wes Clark with his second home run of the night. It was a grand slam, his seventh of the year. And then Alex Hall, the Aussie, doubles in a run. Micah Bello comes in to score. That was part of that. Big game for Wisconsin tonight. On the bump tonight, Justin Jarvis turned in a really good outing. 7 innings, 3 runs, 1 earned on 6 hits, no walks, and 9 strikeouts tonight.
Wow.
Cam Robinson is in to try and finish off the game right now, just to get back on the bump now for Robinson. And last but not least, at the minor league level, the Nashville Sounds leading the Norfolk Tides 4-1 in their contest. Brian Navarretto, a very familiar name to the Southern League. He played for both Jacksonville and Pensacola. He is now with the Sounds. He had an RBI single in tonight's game. Abraham Almonte had an RBI single. And then Tyler White with a 2-RBI triple to drive in Navarretto and Almonte. However, Jordan Westberg has driven in the only run of the game for Norfolk. Remember, Westberg, a former Mississippi State Bulldog, he hits his second home run in 3 days, I believe, but his second home run at AAA. On the bump tonight for Nashville, they turned to Lucas Ersig as an opener tonight. Lucas
wow.
goes 2 scoreless innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, and a strikeout. So Ersig at AAA right now, 2 scoreless outings for him. Then Zach Brown in behind Ersig. This is the all 2018 and 2021 Biloxi Shakers team in that one. Brownie tonight, 3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. His ERA at 3.54 out of the bullpen this season. That game is at the top of the eighth right now. Nashville threatening for a little bit more as they lead it 4-1 over Norfolk. And unfortunately, the Blues continue for the Brewers. They are in a very rough stretch right now as they drop their game to the Washington Nationals by a final score of 8-6. The Nationals with a 4-run third and a 4-run fifth. Brewers did get 3 in the seventh and 2 in the ninth to make it close, but ultimately fall in the contest. Milwaukee now has dropped 8 straight games, and they're now a game and a half back of St. Louis. So that big lead that they had built up early in the year right now, just trying to make it through the attrition of injuries, has unfortunately started to catch up with Milwaukee. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Tennessee, 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They end up leaving 6 men on base. For the Shuckers, 3 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They end up leaving 9 men on base. The winning pitcher is Javier Assad. He improves to 3-1. The losing pitcher, Nick Bennett, drops to 2-5. And Samuel Reyes picks up his first save of the year. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 29 minutes. How do you like that? In front of a crowd of 3,852 on an 86-degree, partly cloudy night here in Biloxi. With the win, Tennessee improves to 32-24 on the year. With the loss, the Shuckers drop to 25-29. Series finale comes your way tomorrow afternoon at 5.05 p.m. It is a rematch of game number one now, as the Shuckers will send the right-hander T.J. Shook to the mound, 1-0 with a 5.60 ERA. Will be opposed by the right-hander Chris Clark, 2-2 with a 5.56 earned run average. 5.05 on the first pitch, so we're on the air for you at 4.50 from right here at MGM Park tomorrow. Well, a big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work tonight. Big thanks to the entire front office staff and volunteers as well. It was a long day here at MGM Park. We had a great event with Play Ball Weekend this morning. That was a lot of hours out in the sun. And then to turn around and have a big crowd here tonight, great work by the entire front office. A part of that is my broadcast partner, Thomas Zinzarella, who did infield instruction today. He also was play-by-play color commentator, broadcast coordinator, and social media coordinator as well tonight for all of your highlights. Thomas, thank you so much for all of your hard work, sir.
Well, thank you, Gary. Don't forget about you in the outfield as well. We had it all covered out there.
Infield, outfield, just don't put either one of us on the mound. I don't think that would worked out very well. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Saturday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Tennessee Smokies 5, the Biloxi Shuckers 3. Back at it again tomorrow afternoon at 5.05 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.